Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Varun Beverages Limited's earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anoop Poojari from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Varun Beverages Q2 CY 2024 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Ravi Jaipuria, Chairman of the company, Mr. Varun Jaipuria, Executive Vice Chairman and Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Raj Gandhi, Group CFO and Whole-Time Director of the company. We'll initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we'll have the forum open for a question and answer session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I would now request Mr. Ravi Jaipuria to make his opening remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings conference call. I hope all of you had the opportunity to go through our results presentation that provides detail of our operational and financial performance for the second quarter and half year ended June 30, 2024. We are pleased to report robust performance for the second quarter of CY 2024, achieving a consolidated sales volume growth of 28.1%, which includes volumes from Bevco. The impressive volume growth of 22.9% in India primarily contributed to this outstanding performance. Supported by our expanded capacities, enhanced distribution network, and a strong summer season. Meanwhile, our international markets remained relatively flat. Moreover, it was a seasonally weak quarter for African markets. We are excited to announce further expansion in our partnership with PepsiCo, having entered into an exclusive snack franchising appointment to manufacture, distribute, and sell Simba Munchies in Zimbabwe by October 2025 and in Zambia by April 2026. This follows our recent announcement to manufacture and package Cheetos in Morocco by May 2025. These agreements complement our existing distribution of PepsiCo portfolio, marking another significant step forward in our strong symbiotic partnership. Additionally, we are pleased to share that we have commenced commercial production of carbonated soft drinks and packaged drinking water at our greenfield facility in DRC. With the region representing an untapped market for PepsiCo. This expansion offers a huge growth opportunity for us. In line with our dividend policy, the Board of Directors has approved an interim dividend of 25% of the face value of Rs. 5 per share. Additionally, the Board has considered and recommended the subdivision split of existing equity shares of the company from one equity share with a face value of Rs. 5 each fully paid up into such number of equity shares having face value of Rs. 2 each fully paid up. This is subject to the approval of equity shareholders of the company. This is intended for wider retail participation. With strong performance in a key quarter, we are on track to deliver healthy double-digit growth in the calendar year. India remains a high-demand market with massive growth potential driven by a growing consuming class and a young population. To capitalize on this demand, we are focused on further strengthening our infrastructure, distribution network, and product portfolio with a focus of strategic growth and leveraging new opportunities in both India and international markets. We are confident in our ability to deliver sustainable value to all shareholders. I would now invite Mr. Gandhi to provide the highlights of the operational and financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to everyone joining us today. Let me provide an overview of the financial performance for the second quarter and half-year ended 30th June 2024. Revenue from operations adjusted for excise GST grew by 28.3% year-on-year in Q2 of 2024 to the level of 71,968 million. Consolidated sales volume reported a growth of 28.1%, reaching 401.6 million cases in Q2 of 2024, which includes about 28 million cases from BevCo. Indian markets grew by 22.9%, while the international markets were almost flat, primarily on account of volumes in Zimbabwe getting affected due to portfolio transitioning to zero sugar without affecting profits. CSD constituted 76%, juice 8%, and packaged drinking water 16% of the total sales volume in Q2 24. In the second quarter of 24, net realization per case was steady due to the consolidation of BevCo, where realization per case for own brands is much lower than the company's average. Our gross margins improved by 222 basis points to 54.7% from 52.5%. This improvement was due to timely procurement of storage and storage of PET chips to avail pricing benefits. This was a partial trade-off between savings in the cost of goods sold and partial offset of enhanced interest cost due to higher inventory carrying cost. Further, our ongoing focus on reducing sugar content and lightweighting packaging is also contributing to sustainable growth in gross margins. Notably, about 46% of our consolidated sales volume now come from the low sugar or no sugar products. As a result of higher gross margins, EBITDA increased by 31.8% to the level of 19,912 million rupees. With EBITDA margins improving by 74 basis points to the level of 27.7% in Q2 of calendar year 24. With enhanced capacity of preform manufacturing, majority of preform requirement is now being manufactured in-house, leading to shifting of conversion cost from COGS to other expenses. Moreover, to get better operational efficiency and low production overheads, we have written off small residual values of PPEs of certain lines from the acquired suboptimal sized old plants. All the new production facilities are fully integrated and backward integrated and the renewable solar energy generation facilities, which will further help in reducing fixed costs. Depreciation increased by 41% in Q2 of 2024 on account of the acquisition of BevCo and the establishment of new production facilities. Finance costs increased by 86.2% primarily due to new production facilities, the acquisition of BevCo and higher borrowing costs. PAT grew by 25.5% to the level of 12,618 million in Q2 of calendar year 24, from the level of 10,054 million in Q2 of 2023. This is driven by volume growth and improved margins, partially offset by higher depreciation, finance costs, and the smaller PPE values to the extent of 70 crores, which the company has written off. As of 30th June 2024, our net debt stood at the level of 58,808 million, up from 47,345 million as on December 31st, 2023. During H1 of 24, we spent approximately 12,000 million on the capex of 24 and around 6,000 million for the capex of 25. Additionally, we acquired BevCo for 11,629 million rupees. Consequently, net debt increased by about 11,500 million, with the remaining amount funded through internal accruals. These strategic investments have expanded our footprint and strengthened our presence across several dynamic markets, both in India and the African region. Despite these growth-led investments, our financial stability remains strong with debt equity and debt EBITDA ratios standing at 0.67 and 1.37x respectively as on 30 June 2024. In H1 of 2024, the net capex capitalized amounted to approximately 30,000 million excluding Webco. This expenditure was primarily for setting up of new greenfield facilities, production facilities in Supa, Maharashtra, Gorakhpur, Uttar Pradesh, Khurda, Odisha, as well as for brownfield expansion in Morocco. As of June 30, 2024, the capital work in progress and capital advances totaled around 12,000 million, mainly for the DRC plant and phase 2 of the Gorakhpur plant, which focuses on juice and value-added dairy lines. The net capitalization capex for 2024 is expected to remain at the earlierly disclosed level of 36,000 million only. Considering the continued robust demand for our products as well as diversification into newer product categories, we shall be doing a capitalization of around 25,000 to 26,000 million for the season of 25, primarily towards the greenfield production facilities in India and the three snack foods manufacturing facilities in the African markets. Out of the planned capex, about rupees 3,000 million has already been spent till June 24, and we expect to spend about 10,000 million more in the second half of 24. So basically more than 50% of the next year capex by December will be incurred as it is, and some part in 30th June balance sheet is already shown up. Working capital days increased to approximately 33 days as of 30th June 24 from around 21 days of 30th June 23. This increase is attributed to the strategic purchasing of PET chips in India and the inorganic expansion into new markets, including Pepco and the DRC plant. And DRC plant, as indicated earlier, already has started commercial production on 22nd July 24, and we have a lot of good hopes out of it. To conclude, we remain committed to maintaining a strong financial position while focusing on the execution of multiple strategic initiatives that we believe will sustain our long-term growth trajectory. Our ongoing investments in expanding capacities, enhancing our network and on-ground infrastructure, and diversifying our product portfolio are expected to drive sustainable and continuous growth in the coming years. On that note, I come to an end of the opening remarks and would like to now ask the moderator to open the forum for any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Aditya Soman from CLSA India. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. So, two questions from my own. Firstly, on India growth, can you give us a sense of how growth has panned out in 2Q, especially since we had a very strong, in 3Q, in the first month of 3Q, especially since we had a very strong calendar 2Q? And a related question to that, can you give us a sense of how in this 23% volume growth that we saw in 2Q, how the various segments have done, particularly energy drinks and CFD, if you can give us anything to that. Thank you.
So our Q3 is also growing at in double digits, and we are quite happy with our growth. Q2 growth was close to 23% in India, which is a very healthy and a very nice growth. And in the breakup, I'll just give you the numbers for the growth.
Aditya, basically, as far as Sting is concerned, as already intimated in the first H1, it's 15 point some odd number, and otherwise for the quarter specifically, if you're interested, is around 18%. So Sting has stabilized, and we are very happy to say that we are holding up onto that in a competitive scenario and still expanding further. And as far as the rest mix is concerned, we have increased the growth in juice, we have increased in CSD, but we have deliberately kept the sale of water quite low in this quarter because that contribution from that, as indicated earlier, had been, the margin is lower in case of water. Water we increase only in Morocco, where realization is much higher as comparison to India. And as Chairman said, the outlook stays healthy going forward also.
I understand, very clear. And then just maybe the second question on these new snacking opportunity. Would at a sort of margin level, this business be similar to what you see for beverages, or any sort of sense on how the margins for the snacks business will be in both Morocco and then Zimbabwe and Zambia?
No, each country the margins are different, but overall we are running at a very healthy margin of 27-28% of EBITDA, which is very healthy.
This is for the season, and Aditya, your question is about the snack foods or on the beverage for those territories?
On snack foods. So beverages, obviously, we get the overall average, right? So on snack foods, would it be very different from the beverages average or broadly?
No, it would be actually better than the beverages. So snack food is quite healthy margins, and it's a good business. That's why if you look at it, mostly it's kept by Pepsi themselves.
They have not, they have not.
They don't give it for franchising mostly.
I understand, very clear. And then would you look at this as like a stepping stone to hopefully getting more of these in other geographies?
Well, we are hoping, we are open to taking as many countries they are willing to give us. But it would be in the African region only. It won't be, they are not interested in giving it to us in India. But each country is a large market. If the three countries we have taken alone are $800 million worth of market for snacks.
And Aditya, if you remember, a few quarters before when we said it's a step in the door, when we had started first co-packaging from our Kosi plant. And after that, I think we are regularly coming out with updates. So in a short time, I think that progress we feel by any standard is a good progress.
No, absolutely. No, thank you. Thank you for your update.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gautam Trivedi from Nepean Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. First of all, congratulations on yet another bumper quarter. So, very happy shareholders. With respect to the fact that you are now at 4 million outlets, and the fact that, as you just mentioned, so my question was related to expanding the snack portfolio outside of Kurkure, specifically for India. But looks like you're saying that PepsiCo per se is not necessarily expanding that portfolio with us. Is there a chance that the way we have launched Creamwell, can we launch our own snack foods? Can we give it back to the end?
Gautam, sorry to interrupt.
Sorry, you were yeah.
Okay, I'll just get off my AirPods. Give me 1 second, please.
Thank you.
I hope this is better. This is better?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So I guess my question is that, as you just mentioned, Mr. Jaipuria, that PepsiCo is not expanding the portfolio for snacks outside of Kurkure for India as of today, if I understood that right. Would that be correct?
Well, they are keeping the complete snacks portfolio for themselves in India.
Right.
We are only co-packing for them in India.
Understood.
And that also the Cheetos brand.
Got it. So I guess my question is that the way we, since we already have an outreach to 10 million outlets, the way we've launched Creambell milk products, should we, or is there merit in getting into the snack food business ourselves with our own brands?
There is. Well, that would be, we would not like to do that, and that would not make our parent company happy. So I don't think we would be doing that.
Understood.
Because we are getting full support, and we are, and especially in the African countries, they are quite happy to give it to us. So I think there's enough room for us to grow by going to competition with them.
Which is fair. No, that's it from my side. Thank you so much. And all the best. We're happy shareholders, and well done.
Thank you very much, Gautam.
Thank you. I request to all the participants, kindly speak through the handset. Next question is from the line of Avnish Roy from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. My first question is on the water business. So what we have seen in this quarter, so June quarter, the market leader in juice business, they saw an impact because of out-of-home travel being less. So they were expecting, and maybe Street was also expecting, good double digit, but it will be lower than that. Similarly, another listed player which is in water business, they were also expecting very strong double digit, but it will be lower than that. So wanted to understand in your business also, when I see this quarter versus last year same quarter, around 100 bps lower water contribution is there. So do you have also seen some impact of less out-of-home travel?
Well, there is, because at 45, 48 degrees, there is less traffic in the market, which you also saw. So there is a definite effect. And we are also not going out of our way to push water anyway.
And follow-up question on the coming quarter. So I see your base in India is now 15% and 18%. And this quarter, the high rains, of course, is not conducive because the temperature will be lower. And December quarter, the La Nina impact, generally the winter is harsher. So would you be still confident that for the entire second half, CY, you will be confident of double digit? These are early days, I understand. But given the base and given the seasonality, would you still expect double digit growth in India?
Yeah, consolidated, we see no reason why we should not be doing double digits.
India also. Yeah, we had.
There is no reason why we would not.
Double digits. You know, the factors, on the strength of what we are saying is, one, with the west and south coming in, where seasonality is more or less flat, so those will continue to contribute. One. Secondly, the Africa, for which second quarter of the year is a low season quarters. So now with Bevco coming in, and the peak month for them is the fourth quarter, and the same thing will be for Zimbabwe and
DRC coming.
And DRC. DRC is just started. What you are seeing in my 30th June results is all the costs, setting up of these. We should be mindful in Africa, we have in this calendar year doubled our capacity, and the results of that has not come, only the cost we are seeing. We are seeing the depreciation, we are seeing the interest for that, which we have participated, and some bit of structuring wherein we have taken advantage in COGS of the PET cost by stocking, and the interest cost of which is getting reflected in the interest cost. Cost of interest was the highest at its peak. And in the next few months, when these costs will be coming down, the model stays, all these things I'm saying, model stays, okay. And the double digit has been explained with these two territories, which for whom the season is going to be the fourth quarter, and with south and west, which are is flat seasonality, there's no doubt why it should not be double digit.
Sure. Last question. So on back on Africa. So on Africa, if I see another HPC company has sold some parts of Africa because of the potential not being to the desired expectation. And if I see per capita income of Africa also last 10 years, it is well below initial expectation. So my specific question here is, if Pepsi is happy in some geographies of Africa to give you, what are the pros and cons, and how will you also meet? Because currency fluctuation issues, lack of democracy, or per capita income not at all meeting the expectation versus initial expectation, what will be your proactive steps to overcome these?
See, if you look at it, the per capita consumption in Africa is 5 to 6 times of that of India. So the consumption is very high. Secondly, the population growth in Africa is close to 3%. So every year there is close to 3% people being added. So there is a huge potential, and also Pepsi is very under-penetrated in Africa. Like DRC, it was a white patch. In South Africa, we are 2% or 2.5% market share. So there's nothing to go down. There's only upside in everywhere, which we have shown in the markets. We have seen every year we have gained share or increased our margins and done better. So we don't see any reason in Africa where we would be struggling, or it might take a little longer sometimes because each country is a different animal. But we have been very successful, and I don't see any reason why it should be not be the same going forward.
And you asked a question. One is the per cap income is low, but as Chairman explained, the per cap consumption is high, which compensates.
Soft drink is food in Africa, which is very, it's not a luxury, it's a food. Every individual has soft drink in the afternoon.
And on the currency, I think the currency, the worst part is in Zimbabwe, and it's before you how well we have managed in the last 3 years. It's a debt-free company and really growing. The sugar tax, which came a couple of quarters before, even the volume for in the interim, in the transition came down, but the margins were not affected, and now volumes also have started coming up. So everything is, the way, of course, we have learned the trick in Africa so to manage those. So,
Africa has, but if you can manage it, Africa is a great business, and going forward, it's looking very positive for us.
Sir, I understood on the positive. Just one question on your comment on why Pepsi is willing to give some part of Africa but not willing to give India. That will be essentially, so many countries and lack of democracy.
They have already given. What are you talking about? Snacks or what are you talking about?
Snacks.
No, snacks, they don't give. They don't give snacks anywhere in the world. This is the first time they have started giving snacks. So they will give it in the smaller territories. Snacks worldwide, they don't give franchise.
Okay.
We are one of the lucky ones who have got it initially.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Percy from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on a good set of numbers. My question is also on the foods business. So while there is some idea on what is happening there in terms of the company willing to give you franchisee, etc., as investors, if you can give some better guidance on how to estimate what kind of sales this business could generate in the next couple of years, so that we can accordingly model it.
Well, I think the three countries we are looking at right now, in the next couple of years, we can definitely look at close to $100 million volume. And depending on which other countries we expand and what happens. But it's a growing market, and it's a very lucrative and a positive market in snacks because the capex are much lower and the turnovers are much higher.
Percy, just see the data points which we have already shared. One is the capex. Second is the date from when the plants will be installed. Third is the market size. As of now, only these things should be sufficient because we have only these data points. So once this starts and the size of the market and the Pepsi's presence wherever they are there, rest of the things are to be projected, but from the date by when the plants will be ready. Because now, as per the new guidelines, we have to, any new plant diversification, we have to inform. So we have informed. So we are now, we start working on those things, except Morocco, where we had the selling and distribution agreement, and the sales started ahead of time.
Understood, sir. Second question is on the CAPEX. If I look at your cash flow statement, in addition to the acquisition, there is a 2,000 crore of CAPEX as per the cash flow. And if I look at the balance sheet, there is about a 3,000 crore of capitalization. So if you can just help me for the remaining half of the year, how much we should see CAPEX in the cash flow and how much more in terms of capitalization?
Yeah, Percy, you remember on the 31st December, we had said out of this year's 2,400 approximately, we had the amount sitting in CWIP, and we capitalize the year when we put to use. So we link it up capitalization to the season for which it's made, and putting in CWIP as and when the cash flow happens. So out of those 2,400 plus 1,200, 3,000 is capitalized. Balance 600 roughly is under, that will be capitalized later. And the major part of that was DRC, which got capitalized on 22nd of July, 400 plus, and 200 roughly is in Gorakhpur, which is still work in progress. So coming back to 3,600 as indicated in December will be the capitalization in this year as of now. And for the next year, about 2,100 or 2,200 for another new plants coming up in the areas as the arbitrage for freight and near the market and to take the competition more effectively. So out of that, we may be incurring about 1,000 crore, 200 out of, and additionally about 200 we have already incurred, which is sitting out of our cash flow for the season of 2025. So approximately 1,200 to 1,300 for season 25 will be incurred cash flow wise, not capitalized. And capitalization next year, as of now, if you ask me, may be about 2,500-2,600. It will be 1,100 crore lower than the capitalization of the current year.
Understood. So basically next 6 months, the cash outflow you are saying will be about 1,200 crores for next 6 months.
1,000 crore roughly.
Okay.
1,000 crores. 200 is already incurred.
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much. That's all from me.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Devanshu Bansal from Emkay Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on a very good performance and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, this 23% growth, when we compare it to about 40-45% expansion in our capacity, I guess some of it is due to delay in opening of some of the plants which happened during the quarter. The question is to check, as in, even for a short period of time, did we touch the peak capacity in the June quarter?
Well, very short period before the, some of our new plants started, because some of the plants got delayed slightly because of the freight issues, because of this war between and the containers got delayed.
Moreover, 45% was for CSD for India. So I think if we do the maths right, we are very well near to that.
Got it, sir. Second question is on margin front. Our standalone EBITDA margin improved largely in line with the gross margin improvement that we've seen. However, in the console level, there is some mismatch between gross margin gains and EBITDA margin gains. What is the reason for that, sir?
So, South Africa, once again, it's because of that gross margin. Yeah, this is South Africa, basically, which has come up with own brands, and these ratios are different, which I have slightly, we will become tuned to this, because this was the first quarter, South Africa ratios are slightly different.
One, it was the first quarter. Second, it was the winter quarter, which is the worst quarter for South Africa, for the African region, and especially South Africa. So I think given another quarter, we'll be pretty used to South African systems and market. And we are just correcting all the weaknesses of the older bottler. So to be prepared for the next season, which is coming up in the fourth quarter of our year. So you will see major changes coming in South Africa.
And you know, this two quarters, basically, one, we were setting right the South Africa, and secondly, we were installing the DRC, which is now operational and start contributing from this quarter. Its expenses, interest, a lot of things has started coming in much before.
All right, Mr. Gandhi. A couple of bookkeeping questions. The working capital days have inched up to 31. Can we expect normalization back to 20 odd days at CY 24 end?
In fact, in a couple of weeks, you will see the difference. As already explained, about 250 crore money, you know, excess PET chips were purchased to take advantage of the pricing, which has helped us in a substantial increase in the gross margins, but partially offset, very clearly we have come out, is by way of increase in inventory and increase in the interest cost, inventory carrying cost. But ultimately, it was making sense, it was bringing in savings, so we decided in so that will be in the normal course, if we stop purchases, it will be liquidated in, you know, next couple of weeks itself.
Couple of months.
Got it. And so you mentioned about margins in the snacking business better being better than the overall beverages business. Can you throw some light on asset turns for this business? Are these also better versus the beverage business?
What is it?
Asset turn. It should be equal to this. The only advantage is that we don't have to run that business three shifts, and that's not that complicated, because here in this business we have to do adjustment in the off season, reduce the staff and single shape.
The seasonality curve is much better in snacks.
It's a flat.
So it's reasonably flat. I mean, not 100% flat, but it's reasonably flat. So you get a much better return on your capital.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my questions.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Nitesh Dutt from Bauman Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My question is regarding the usage of recycled PET chips. So if my interpretation is correct, you will have to use 30% recycled content, I think, from 1st of April 2025. So given, I believe, there are capacity constraints in the market, and Indorama joint venture potentially is not active yet. So how are you planning to comply with the regulations from 1st of April?
No, our plant will be operational next year. The joint venture will be operational next year, and which will be sufficient to give us close to 30% of our requirement between what we are buying and what the plant will be able to produce. So we don't see any challenge.
And as a trial, Pepsi Black, already we have started with the recycled plastic last quarter.
Got it.
By you know, buying the recycled plastic from outside.
Got it. And so what will be the impact of this on your cost of PET chips? Would it be gross margin dilutive? Also, do you expect any kind of relaxations in this from the government or regulators?
Well, I don't know if the relaxation part, but it's not very negative. It's very close to the PET chips, original PET chips. So I don't think it's much of a margin issue.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sheila Rathi from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. My first question was, sir, if you could give some flavor on the market share which we have in Africa for the beverages business. We understand in South Africa it's low single digit, but if you could remind us what is our market share across the markets we are present in?
Well, each country has a different market share. So it's, you know, it will become very complicated to start.
Sheila, as Deepak has already informed you, that we have different shares in different markets. South Africa we just discussed, and in Zimbabwe last year we finished at 71% on full year basis, and we finished about 35% in Zambia, and including water we did 30% in Morocco.
Okay. Just to follow up on the question asked earlier on working capital days, so you mentioned that this will be resolved in the next couple of months. Does that also mean for the consolidated changes also which we are seeing because of BevCo? Because, you know, inventory days are higher, debtor days are higher, as well as, you know, the receivable days are higher. So just want to understand if, whether all this will, you know, improve in the coming months.
Well, as far as the effect of BevCo is concerned, will take a time. Will start showing from in next quarter, but it will take a lot of time because there are a lot of fundamental things have to be corrected. Their go-to-the-market has to be deepened where we can dictate the terms. Presently, the most of their volume sales are to the large those trading house, modern trade sectors. Where it's very difficult to dictate any terms, and rather they dictate the terms for the number of days. So that in the near future will not happen in a couple of days, but a couple of months. It will, in a couple of years, it will definitely be taken care of, only to that effect. As far as India is concerned, it's well in shape. Because India, let's not forget, we are into this business for 50 years. And there, it's just 4 months since we have gone there, and we at least firstly are making assessment what are the things to be done. Second, on the margin front, their realization is much lower, about 30% lower than the normal Pepsi in that country itself. The mix, which used to be 15%, has already gone to 18.5%, and gradually it Pepsi sale mix will start going up. That is going to help. Then we have to create our own larger facilities with the economies of scale, like in India, integrated, as we mentioned. All of our 3 plants started in this year are with the solar electricity. I mean, we have to pay just 10-20% of the power bill. Rest was through the solar cells. We generate our own power. We do 100% backward integration in-house. Till last year, you know, we were still a small portion of the, you know, when we had purchased territories from PepsiCo, we were getting co-packaged some of the PET from outside, where 30% of the PET price was going as conversion charges. So this time on, everything is, you know, produced, converted into the preforms in-house. So that new plants are, you know, totally integrated, zero freight, zero carrying cost, zero packaging cost. Preforms are manufactured there simultaneously within few days, gets consumed also in the production. So all changes in India we are aware, and the same are to be replicated. It will take time, but the other side we should not forget. I mean, at so cheap, such a country with 5 working plants, getting it for 1200 crore, it was a steal. So we have to now encash on that. We have taken a leap step, but has its results started coming in? No, this will take time.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanjaya from Ampersand. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations once again for delivering superb numbers. Sir, you have already explained, but still need a bit of clarification that your staff cost and other expenses as well as finance cost has expanded both for the standalone as well as consolidated entity. If you can just explain, like, why such a big jump in staff cost particularly?
You know, 9 plants are added, you know, in this quarter over the last year. So, 5 in South Africa and 3 in India and 1 DRC. So, you know, you have to, and the results of that has yet to come in. So this is what I was saying, that it will take some time, that things will stabilize. Expense side has already come in. The revenue will start building up. And South Africa, we are giving example. But South Africa, it was the peakest season. Something like if we calculate the interest cost and depreciation in India for November, December, January. So it was those 3 months, winter months in South Africa. And if you see in the season, 2 quarters as it is, this will improve. And secondly, the steps which you are taking, they will also bring in the advantage. And the third, economies of scale, backward integration. Today, they have to buy everything from outside, not like India. We manufacture everything in-house except concentrate or sugar. We do everything in-house. There, they do concentrate themselves. 81.5% is their own brand sales, but they don't have the ability to upcharge in the market. They are treated as B brands, where realization per case is 30% lower than if we manufacture on the same equipment with the same sugar, Pepsi brands, which is a much premium, well-accepted, recognized brand is there. And on the availability side, as I mentioned, we have to do a lot. Presently, they are dependent too much on the modern trade. Yeah.
Understood. And so thanks a lot that this clarifies. Last thing that I just wanted to check is that you will continue to be on an investment phase for quite some time to come, which is, in a way, a good thing because you have that kind of a growth opportunity for you ahead of you. And is there any way to articulate that what kind of minimum return on capital employed or any other risk parameter like net debt to equity or something, which you are closely monitoring while you are driving your growth trajectory?
Yes. In fact, thank you, Sanjay. You have answered all my questions. Firstly, the debt equity, debt EBITDA. We are really cognizant of that, and we are monitoring. And based upon the same, we pick up any capital expenditure. And there was only one occasion in 2019 when we felt we are acquiring South and West, and we immediately came out with the QIP. But presently, all these ratios are well under control and in a very happy situation. So there's nothing to worry. All these things are taken care of. Yes.
Understood. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Purohit from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, and thank you for the opportunity. So just on the comment that you made on international volumes, which are flat ex of BevCo, and that you ascribe it to a shift towards zero or low sugar. So while you indicated 46% of the volumes is low sugar, majority of that would be in the international market, right? Just one clarification.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And this shift has been happening for quite some time, right? Why has the impact been seen probably in this quarter, and how do we think about it going forward, this transition?
The impact was temporary, which was mainly in Zimbabwe, which was the main large international market for us before South Africa and DRC starts. So there was a special tax on sugar, so there was a complete change in the portfolio. And that's why this quarter, the prices had to go up. So that's why there was an effect for this quarter, which has already changed, and the market is growing back into normal, and we are growing in that territory again. So this quarter, you will see will not see any flat or no growth in the international markets. Rather, you'll see healthy growth in the market.
Sure. Okay. Thanks, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kaustubh Pawaskar from Sharekhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on the realization front. So in this quarter, our realization stood flat, and we have stated that because of the consolidation of the Alcobev business, where the margins are quite lower, the realization stood flat. So considering the fact that in the second half of the year, when season for Africa business is quite good. Should we expect realization to be lower in the second half of the year on year-on-year basis?
Kaustubh here, there are two things to be, you know, two engines. One is South Africa. Yes, it will bring it down. Another is DRC. Maybe that takes it up. Let's wait till then. And, you know, we are just analyzing this ourselves, actually. And maybe both compensate and still we may be back to the same revenue growth also, per case sale growth also. And moreover, in South Africa, by then the mix will also be changing. Like from 15 and disclosed earlier, 18 and a half Pepsi in South Africa, without adding even a single bottle capacity, without doing backward integration, if we could increase that. So already, and the top line also has already grown from the level where it was, and hopefully we will be happy if we are keeping able to keep the trend in the same way the way it is coming.
Right. So, so second, maybe quarter three, quarter four might give us a better understanding how the realization would pan out.
That's right.
Yeah, and just an from the understanding point of view, we are seeing the contribution of no sugar or low sugar products going up. Are margins in this, realization and margins in this product much better than your, you know, the conventional, you know, Pepsi products?
That's right. Our margins are better with low sugar and no sugar.
So once the contribution, you know, pick up, I think that should also add to your profitability going ahead?
Yeah, it will depend which country where, but it will definitely help.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Onka from Shree Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, is it possible to give the volume growth or how many million cases you sold? I mean, not you, Bevco, in the last season, which is the fourth quarter.
Quarter-wise, I don't remember. I think in the year they perhaps sold 112 million last year.
The entire financial year, you are saying?
That's right. And last calendar year.
Okay, last calendar year. And this quarter, it was 28 million cases, right?
Yes.
Only for the current quarter, you are saying?
Yes. Right. And if you are making me to do some math, so 1/4 of 112 is 28, and this is the weakest quarter.
Okay, so this is the weakest quarter, and the, yeah. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, this tells the total story.
Correct, yeah. So what you are seeing is, earlier you mentioned that you will be seeing quite a lot of changes in Bevco in the upcoming season. So, can you just share some light on what kind of changes you are expecting there?
No, changes means our go-to market, our backward integration. I mean, it will take time, but we are going to correct, and that's why we have taken the market with such a low share. It will take X amount of time, but if you look at it, what the total year volume was, we are achieving that practically in the lowest quarter, which is the poorest quarter of that year.
Okay, now that you have understood the market a little bit better when you acquired the company, can you throw a little bit more light on
it's a new country. It's only 2-3 months we have taken. I've given you enough that the worst winter we are doing the same numbers what we should do. Now you have to, I can't give you the complete exact details. I wish, give me a couple of quarters to really understand the country.
Okay, one more thing is that you mentioned that DRC will be a big opportunity. Can you just throw more light on that?
It's a big opportunity because there's more than 100 million population. And it's practically on the equator, so it's summer all the time. The seasonality is very low there. There's no change in seasonality throughout the year. So it's a good market. And it will be a constant throughout the year market. So.
And right now, how much, like, what's the presence of Varun Beverages over there or through PepsiCo?
We've just started 8 days.
8 days.
Okay. So can you say that, apart from India and South Africa, this can be a biggest market for you?
No, I won't say it's the biggest market, but it will be a decent market for us. Okay. India, of course, is much bigger and it will always be the biggest market.
What about the consumption-wise, per capita consumption there?
Well, Africa per capita consumptions are all high everywhere, South Africa being the highest. I don't have the exact number, but it would be at least 3 to 4 times of India.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shravan Rajpurohit from Nakshatra Assignment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Congratulations for good success number.
Thank you.
So, sir, my question is, what is your guidance for next year? How much percent we can grow next year?
We can't give you exact guidance. We have said double digit looks feasible, and that's what we can tell you.
Okay, sir. One more question. What kind of growth we can expect in next 2 quarters?
Next 2 quarters.
Well, again, the same thing. We are saying we should grow double digits. That's the guidance we are giving, and that's what is feasible.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question. I'll now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. Should you need any further clarifications or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our investor relations team. Thank you once again for your interest and support and for taking the time out to join us on this call. Look forward to interacting with you all soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Varun Beverages Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.